Dang it, I don't know what horsepower is.
It's how many horses are in the car.
You are listening to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. This episode was recorded September 17th, 2022, and published February 25th, 2023. Welcome to the It's Not Real Magic podcast. The question of the day is, if you had an extra hour every day, what would you do with it? I'm Kevin, and I would spend it learning guitar.
I am Jacob, and I would like to spend it sleeping, but I would probably spend it working.
I'm Lucas. I would spend it working on a hobby, like renovating furniture.
I'm Alexander, and I would probably spend it sleeping.
All right, I thought we had all agreed that everybody here would go with sleeping except for me. What changed?
I realized it was a boring answer.
Because I've tried to get an hour of sleep back in my day, and it's never worked. Because I always end up like, oh, I could get up a little bit earlier and do such and such, or I could get this done before I go to bed. Or
aren't you salaried?
Yes.
Why would you spend your extra hour working?
Because stuff needs to get done.
Oh, okay.
Stuff's gotta happen, man.
I mean, this is true, but like you. It'd be nice if you're at least getting, you know.
You know, I should have said I'd spend an extra hour of the day procrastinating.
That's actually what I would probably do.
Yes.
That may be a little bit too much truth for this podcast.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, on today's fun episode, it is my turn to bring forth a game to all my wonderful brothers.
And me.
And you.
Yes.
I was about to say, and Kevin.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it. And then I went, that's too mean. I won't do it. And then he did it to himself.
So the title of my game we are going to play is Surely You're Much Too High. Here's the gist of the game. One brother will be asked a question. He will give an answer that is in a numerical form. It could be also a number of miles, kilowatts, whatever. It will then go to the next brother, who has two options. Increase the guess that the previous brother gave, or state, surely you're much too high, at which point we will reveal the answer and find out whether the first guesser was surely much too high, or whether he was still below the correct, at or below the correct answer, and therefore is awarded 2 points for being still underneath the correct answer, or 1 point to the brother who found out that he was surely too high. Questions.
What happens if we make it to the third brother and the third brother increases the amount?
You may increase this around in a circle as much as you like.
So we just keep going until somebody bites.
There is no end to the number that you can increase this until somebody finally says, okay, we're definitely too high.
It's like playing poker with unlimited chips. Yep. You can always raise.
Yes. Is there a minimum amount that we have to increase the number by?
I will give you increments in which would be like a minimum guess to where like if we're looking for something that's in like the several millions, you're not going to be able to guess ones and twos and threes. It's going to be like, I need a minimum guess of the next 500,000 or something like that. So depending on the question, I will be asking you to incrementally increase it by at least that much. If you want to go, say it's looking for millions and you want to go 500,000 and 10, you could, but it does make it harder on the game show host to have to calculate where we're currently at. Round numbers are much more preferred to very specific numbers, unless it's something where I'm looking for the answer is going to be in like a single or low double digit, in which case you're fine. Any other questions?
Does the same brother always start? Or do we rotate the starter?
There are 9 total questions, 3 categories. You will each get to start 1 question out of each category.
Beautiful.
What are the categories?
The categories are PT Cruisers, Philadelphia Cream Cheese, Michigan.
I would like Philadelphia Cream Cheese for 100 Alex.
That's not how this works. That's not how that's any of this
that's
works.
That's exactly how this works. His name's Alex.
It's true.
I'm picking a category.
Are you ever going to go with just the stash?
No.
Okay. You know, I did that one time.
Wow.
You've seen a picture
I remember
of
that. I remember it.
I did just the mustache one time.
I vaguely remember that and then tried very hard to erase it from my memory.
I did it all in like 2012 or 13.
I've got a photo of it.
And we'll
I showed
never
it to
it
my
again.
Wife. She's like, don't do that.
Rightfully so.
I looked very, very weird in bed in many ways.
Wait, what?
When I shaved everything off? Oh, I was weird.
You look weird. You look weird in what?
And
weird
bad.
Well, like, weird looked, and bad.
I looked evil.
I'm like, sorry. I heard something else.
I know you did.
I also, the picture that I posted because of all the imperfections on my face, I also posted in black and white, so it looked very much like a SS agent cover photo, like ID photo or something from like Germany.
You posted a picture of this?
This may have happened.
Oh boy.
Anyway, are we ready to play our little game?
Yes.
No more questions? Only answers. This is going to be fun. Going first, I have Jacob going first because he is the oldest of the three remaining brothers. Jacob, you get to choose your category from PT Cruiser.
I would like Philadelphia cream cheese, question one.
Philadelphia cream cheese, question one. In what year did Philadelphia cream cheese first produce?
First produce what?
In what year did...
Cream cheese or just in general? Any sort of cheese?
I don't have it written down here in true question form.
Probably when the company was founded, right?
So, tell you what, here. What year did Heinz Kraft produce cream cheese? The Philadelphia cream cheese.
The Philadelphia brand cream cheese.
Correct.
Because Philadelphia is the city of love, and everyone loves cream cheese.
Brotherly love, because phi. So it's brotherly love.
All my brothers.
The distinction is very
important. There's five types of love.
Love cream cheese.
It's not Philadelphia.
I love brotherly cream cheese. Brotherly love is the cream cheese. I don't know. I'm going to say, I got to start with something that I assume the increment is a year.
In this question, increments can be in a single year, yes.
And the higher the year, it's closer to our current time. I'm going to go with 1905.
1905.
America was 1776.
Correct.
Depends on what you mean.
Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
So I guess Philadelphia existed before that, technically. But it was a British colony. 1905, huh?
I'm giving you something to work with. You can call and we can reveal the answer.
I feel like they're an old company. I feel like cream cheese been around a long time.
How long is... Sorry. Do I want to play devil's advocate to try and make him...
Sure.
You may dissuade him as much as you want.
When was refrigeration invented? Like mass refrigeration.
Cheese before refrigeration.
Yeah, but would you want warm cream cheese, man?
If I got a pretzel to dip in it.
It's true.
They didn't have pretzels till 1925.
Oh, no, they made pretzels in Germany.
Okay.
It's the name of the game. Surely you're much too high.
Oh, you're calling it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Heinz Kraft first produced Philadelphia cream cheese in 1872.
Let's go. Oh, there you go.
1 point.
So I get 2 points.
For Lucas.
Wait, no.
No, I get two points for
you
making the call.
You did not listen to the description of the rules, did you?
I said good day, sir.
All right. Second question, then, goes to Lucas.
What, we're not going in age order?
We're going around in a circle, so it's easy to hit everybody.
Okay. Sorry.
You always sit there. It's just the way it is. I don't make the rules.
I'm looking forward to being a wonderful brother someday.
Someday you'll reach that status.
Someday. Lucas, your question, how many calories are in a single 8-ounce block of original Philadelphia cream cheese?
Shooty cahooties, man.
Your guesses will come in groups of 10 if anybody chooses to add to his guess.
An 8-ounce block, huh?
Hey, no writing.
800 calories.
Lucas says 800 calories.
880 calories.
Wait, if I go like a million calories, then I get free points.
Calories, he will probably call you.
Okay.
I guess you could kibitz very easily in this game.
Let me think about this. Okay, so a cheesecake.
Okay.
All right. I'm listening. Roughly,
trust the process.
5,000 calories for a cheesecake, and there's... for the whole cheesecake. And then there's two blocks of cream cheese in said cheesecake.
You also subtract the graham cracker crust and the cherries on
top.
Okay,
yep. The eggs.
And the sugar.
And then how many carbs is it?
Mm-hmm. And then divide into the 8 slices and how many ounces are in a slice.
Okay, I see that. I know. Yeah. I'm going to do 890 calories.
Buddy.
Because I have no clue. I know it's probably a lot because it's cheese, right?
1,000 calories.
Oh.
I was at Aldi earlier today.
They don't have Philadelphia.
And I was mad.
Coburn
I was like,
Farms.
Man, I know I'm eating pizza and probably donuts later tonight. So I want Hear me out.
Okay.
I need a light snack. I'm going to get a brick of cream cheese.
Goes down so smooth.
Now, you have to understand, normally my Saturday afternoon is like, I get a pizza and that's my food for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, three ciabatta rolls, one of which was a PB&J, the other two of which had cream cheese, is a light snack.
Mm-hmm.
But in order to do that, I needed to acquire cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you mentioned, Aldi does not carry Philadelphia cream cheese, but I'm also a cheap man.
Mm-hmm.
And this did not need to be anything particularly nice. I just needed something I could smear on bread.
Mm-hmm.
So I grab a package of cream cheese. But before I grab it, I'm like, wait, this is the 1/3 less fat cream cheese. I do not want this. I reach up, grab the full fat.
Good call.
I look at the side of the 1/3 less fat. 70 calories per 1 ounce serving. So I'm guessing that the actual cream cheese full fat version is maybe around 110 calories per ounce. So an 8 ounce block would be 880 calories. Therefore, Lucas is surely much too high.
A single ounce block of Philadelphia cream cheese is 800 calories.
You had it the first time.
Oh my gosh, I was nailed
Lucas
it.
Nailed it the very first time.
Dang, son.
Hats off.
Right on the money. 100 calories per ounce.
Wow.
Next question for this round goes to Kevin.
Kevin got points, yes.
Philadelphia states all their ingredients on their packaging. How many ingredients do they state?
12.
Okay, so there's cream.
Cheese. No, Philadelphia. They don't actually put the city in the cheese.
12? Probably not a bad guess. That's probably why you guessed it. All I can think of is xanthan gum. Yes, I'm pretty sure that's in there.
Probably.
I'm like, oh, xanthan, that's a fun name. I think that's why you want to use Philadelphia cream cheese for your cheesecakes or for something, because it has that stickiness and that elasticity that the xanthan gum gives it. Anyway.
You know there's going to be a preservative.
12.
In there.
What's the increment? Is it one?
Single digits.
Do you get more points for getting called out or for calling someone out?
So you get, if you have a correct answer and somebody calls you out saying you're too high, you get 2 points. If you call somebody out who is too high, you get 1 point.
So being correctly accusing someone is 1 point. Being incorrectly accused is worth 2.
Correct.
So if you can bait somebody into accusing you somehow, you can clean up.
It benefits you if you actually have the correct answer or just below the correct answer.
Right.
Because you're getting more points for being correct.
Or way below the correct answer, but they still accused you for some reason.
Or you could all be 1,000 times over, and you're all best you're ever going to do is get 1 point.
I'm going to risk it all. Kevin, surely you're much too high.
Philadelphia, on their packaging, boldly states 5 ingredients. Those 5 ingredients are pasteurized milk, pasteurized cream, salt, carob bean gum, cheese culture.
Yeah.
So no xanthan gum?
No xanthan.
Apparently
gum.
Nothing.
So I'm glad.
But the bean gum.
I thought 12 was spot on, so I was nervous.
After I said 12, I immediately regretted. I'm like, it's probably closer to like 7 or something like that. I still would have been too high.
A little stat for you boys. Philadelphia cream cheese, which we said was invented in New York in 1872.
In New York?
In New York. Because according to Kraft Heinz Company, and got its name in 1880 as part of a marketing strategy to associate the product with high quality food and dairy farming, which the Philadelphia area was known for at the time.
Hmm.
This is why it's called Philadelphia cream cheese.
So there's no brotherly love.
No brotherly love, just marketing.
This is why when we were talking about this earlier, I said Philadelphia brand cream cheese, because it turns out it's not actually from Philadelphia. That bit I'm a little sad about. But
continuing in descending order of age, Kevin gets to choose the next category of either PT Cruiser or Michigan.
I spent a lot of time in the PT Cruiser. I'll take that one.
PT Cruiser. Very good. The PT Cruiser was manufactured between 2001 and 2010. During that time, how many PT Cruisers were manufactured? Your guesses will come in groups of 100,000 if you choose to increase.
I'm going to say, I'm bad with car manufacturing numbers, but I'm going to say 600,000.
1.5 million.
Surely you're much too high.
According to my fact source, which was Wikipedia. Worldwide, manufactured was 1.35 million.
I was very close.
So surely you were too high.
Woo.
Brother Jacob.
What were the domestic numbers?
Domestic numbers were like right at a million.
Okay.
And it was like 1.1095 is what they actually...
Right.
It was like, okay, fine. You got 2 million and stopped, but then the production line ran for a little bit and produced a few more cars. Brother Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
What was the combined miles per gallon, city and highway, of the PT Cruiser?
So combined?
So you're taking the average of the two numbers?
You're taking the average of your city miles and average of your highway miles. You get a combined miles per gallon.
Okay. This is as advertised?
This is as marketed and advertised, correct.
Not which, as you would drive it.
Exactly.
Which manufacturing year?
This is taken from the 2010, the final year.
The final year of the PT Cruiser. Well, I know the Plymouth Prowler had a 50 miles per gallon.
And a cheesecake has 5,000 calories.
Hey, he was close.
That's a big cheesecake.
Math per gallon. Let me think about it. I think highway is that was four cylinder, maybe 26 highway.
How many pounds? I mean, a heavier car.
Depends on who's driving it. Mm.
Very much depends on who's driving it.
And who was sitting. You know, who was the passenger.
And what color it was, and whether or not it had the wood paneling on the side or not.
It's true. Made it more streamlined.
And how frequently you broke down from one place to another. Things.
If you had the back seats in or not. I'm going to go with 23.
What made you want to make PT Cruiser questions?
Because I was trying to find questions that would pertain in some way to our family, so they were more something to discuss as opposed to
random.
What was the gross profit of Apple?
Right, you're still not going to forgive me for that whole Army of Liechtenstein thing, are you?
There's a possibility.
Okay.
24 miles per gallon, Alex.
Surely you're much too high, Lucas.
24 miles per gallon was the highway expected miles per gallon. The city was 19, therefore the average was 21.
Bummer.
So we give one more point to Kevin. And the last question in this category goes to Lucas. Lucas, what was the horsepower of the PT Cruiser?
Dang it, I don't know what horsepower is. It's how many horses are in the car. How many horses can you fit in the car?
You're going to hurt your gas mileage if you...
Can we call up our resident horse expert and ask her how many horses can we fit in the PT Cruiser?
This is exactly what the game is for. You throw out a number that you think is safe, and then we'll let you know if it's close or not.
Your guesses of this category will be in groups of five to increase.
Okay, 8 horsepower. Nope, groups of five. Just no. Fine.
How many sandwiches are you eating right now? Don't make me do this. How many are you eating? 50? 50? I don't know.
8?
8?
So Lucas, do you have a guess for
8 horsepower?
8 horsepower.
Kevin. I gotta go low and then see what the reasonable number is. 235. 200 horsepower? Oh, buddy boy. 135, huh? I'll go 150.
Surely you're much too high.
The 2010 PT Cruiser, powered by a 2.4-liter engine, produced 150 horsepower.
Boom! That's like 3 points, right?
I thought about if somebody hit something exact, giving them extras. But a correct answer is a correct answer and is worth 2 points.
Mm.
Well struck, so.
You still have the advantage of... You're now at a lead that I can't do much to catch myself up unless Lucas... Actually, no. If Lucas keeps giving me all these ridiculous numbers, I can still gain 1 point per round on you. But since you don't call me out for things, I can't get 2 points per round. So I can't catch you unless you help me out.
That's not going to happen.
Okay.
Lucas, your category is Michigan.
Yay.
Michigan is surrounded by 4 of the 5 Great Lakes. Therefore, it has the nation's longest freshwater coastline. How many miles of coastline does Michigan have?
Jeez.
8. That's good.
There is a strategy to how you guess.
What's the increment?
Increments in this will be in groups of 1,000.
A thousand?
No, I was gonna get him.
I put an extra zero there. I meant in guesses of 100.
I was like, my number was going to be way too low if we have to increase by 1,000.
I think I got a little crazy typing out my zeros.
Okay. I feel like I've got an idea of how long 20 miles is.
So I'm just gonna make a lot of little 20 mile sections.
Just mentally going around all the inlets yes. of all the mitten and everything.
Yes.
And
yes.
All the way around the upper peninsula, lower peninsula. Yeah.
Oh, don't give him any hints. He may have forgotten about the upper peninsula.
do you count the area around like Mackinac Island and like, because that's all lake shore technically.
I'm assuming you probably got this from some tourist information or whatever.
I got this from the actual State of Michigan website.
Yeah.
Hmm. 2,000 miles.
I have a big problem with this question, because depending on your resolution, the answer could be infinite, because the coastline is fractal. So the higher your resolution is, the more coastline you will have.
I think we're just looking for a whole number.
Linear miles. If you started at one point, like the mm-hmm. Michigan-Indiana border on the coastline, you took one of those measuring wheels,
yep.
and you walk all the coastline lower half. Then you did the same thing upstairs with, like, Wisconsin, walked all the way around, came back, Minnesota. Touch Minnesota? We don't touch Minnesota. It's just Wisconsin. And what's that number?
Well, it depends on how big the measuring wheel is. But your guess was, what, 2,000 miles? Okay. So assuming that they're using a resolution of, like, maybe somewhere between a mile and a foot, let me envision this in my head.
Is anyone tracking what he's saying?
No.
Okay. No.
I'm lost. Now, if he nails this question, like, right on close to the money,
he can win.
That's I would be very, very impressive. Like, okay, whatever you're factoring in of this question of resolution matters in your head. It doesn't matter.
No, because now, resolution.
So now, here comes my problem, is I'm trying to figure out, like, how far is it from the baseline of Michigan to the Mackinac Bridge, right? Like, as the crow flies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to guess that's somewhere between 400, maybe about 400 miles.
Well,
so
what,
if that's the case.
What exit is exit number? Because then you just count the miles, right?
If only there was a highway that went right straight north, south to north to be able to do that. That'd be great.
Is there one?
No.
Okay. I've been to the Mackinac Bridge once in my life. I don't know the area very well. All right. So now if I take that 400 mile measuring rod and start bending it around the coastline, I could probably make it four times.
Don't forget about the mitten or the thumb.
I know. And then
the thumb's going
to
throw you off.
You got to wrap it around the thumb. And then you got to go do the same thing to the upper peninsula, which has all these little weird nooks and crannies in it.
The cranny nooks.
If we could just round off all the nooks and crannies, we could shave a lot of miles. But you got to go all the way in.
Yes.
All the way up.
That's not. So then you wrap the
shark fin of the upper peninsula.
You wrap this measuring wheel around all the big lumpy knobs. I'm going to say 4,000 miles of coastline.
4,000? Surely you're much too low. It's got to be.
Why do you have to do this to me?
Yeah, I just like messing with you. 4,000 miles of coastline. Let's see.
You're doing the exact same thing he just did.
400. I think surely you're much too high.
The coastline of Michigan is 3,288 linear miles. Michigan's coast accounts for approximately 62% of the total coastline of the Great Lakes Basin. So surely, he was too high at 4,000.
Not terribly too high.
Not terribly
too high.
But it was too high.
The other way you think about it is, I don't know if this is true or not. I think America is like roughly 4,000 miles wide. Like from California to Virginia.
40,000?
I thought it was
4,000.
It's 3.
It's 4,000? I thought 3, it was 2,500.
It's something. Maybe that's our next question. So I was thinking, if you took that line and you took it and you laid it around the...
Wait, you say America or Michigan?
America. Wait a minute.
Right.
If you go from
Kalamazoo,
San Francisco to Washington D.C. and
drove
straight across, I thought it was like 4,000 miles.
No. I thought it was 2,500 from like New York to L.A.
If only we had like a cell phone that could look this.
Yes, but if you want to stretch it all the way up to like Maine and then down to like San Diego,
yes, that will change.
Then Florida to Seattle.
How can that coastline number be accurate? You're saying if you straightened out all that coastline, you'd almost make it across the entire United States?
Correct.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
That does to me.
Yep.
Yes, because you have the coastline. Allow me to use this stretchy worm thing
this
here.
This is excellent for an audio podcast.
This is excellent for an audio podcast, right? If I take this on a straight line, worm. Right? This over here is the east. I'm trying to think of this from your perspective. It's throwing me off. East Coast, West Coast, right? And so then you take it and you bend it into the shape of Michigan like this, because this is how Michigan is shaped.
Yep, exactly.
That's
like
the
that.
Coastline. Okay. Like, you can absolutely wrap it around because now the area is only this big.
So if you take, rather than like this big. If you take like a standard glass and you wrap a cord around like the circumference of it, it will stand like three times taller than the glass. Like the as you start to change like the shape of it, like how much more length you need to cover an area is mind-boggling.
So Google or Alexa says that from the West Coast to the East Coast in the United States is approximately 3,000 miles.
3,000 miles, okay.
Which, if we remember, that's what I said.
That is, in fact, what you said. You were surely much too right.
Which is right about the miles of Lakeshore. So yes, our miles of Lakeshore could basically stretch completely across America. Go us. Kevin, you get the second question in this category. In the upcoming 2024 presidential election, how many electoral votes will Michigan be worth?
Well, it's got to be 2 plus the number of representatives. Okay. So let me think about this. I don't know how many representatives are in the House of Representatives, which would be a very useful number for me to know because I could probably figure out the rest from there.
It's 8. Yeah, just guess 8.
No. I'm going to explain my thought process so that our educated listeners can laugh at me and thereby increase the entertainment value of the podcast.
I think you mean educated listener, but yes.
Wait, which one of them is the educated one?
Was that our fan?
Okay, so I'm going to guess that there are 245 representatives in the House of Representatives. I don't know why that number sticks out to me, but it does. Now, I'm also going to assume that the number of representatives is roughly proportional to the population of the state. I don't know how often they rebalance it, whether it's every census or whatever, but I'm going to assume that if I can figure out Michigan's population and proportion, we're fine. Now, here's why I break down. Because I'm going to either estimate that Michigan has 10 million people or 30 million people. One of these numbers will get me very off base, and the other one will probably also get me off base.
We'll go with the lower number.
But I'm going to go with,
you don't want to be
okay,
too
you're
high.
Right. You're right. So let's say 10 million people in a population of 330. That means 1/33 of the population. So for every 33 representatives, we get one of them. So that would mean we have about 8 representatives. That plus the 2 senators would give us 10 electoral votes, I believe. So that is what I'm going to go with.
I'm going to go 19. Why you got to say it with such confidence? Dang nabbit. Can I check? Can I?
No, you cannot check.
Crap. I don't want to give him 2 points. 20.
Again?
20?
Okay. Yeah, I can't call him out because I think he's got it precise.
I was going to say, so this, you have made my life so much easier because either Jacob is making up a number, and he's too high, in which case you would also be too high. Or Jacob knows the number and gave you the correct number, in which case, surely, you are much too high.
For the 2024 presidential election, the state of Michigan will be worth 15 electoral votes.
Ooh.
This is down from 16 in 2020, because they did have a recent restructuring based off the 2020 census.
Okay, how many representatives are in the House of Representatives? I need to know now.
That is something you may grab your phone and look
My phone is running the timer for the show.
It cannot multifunction.
It was like 5:35 or something.
Give me your question. I believe there may be a
543?
Answer from around 434. The room.
435. 435.
Lucas is currently just kind of rolling out guesses, and we're not sure if any of them are correct.
Okay.
I believe Brother Jacob may be looking this up for us in his very focused attention on his phone, or there's a new cat video.
I'm pretty sure it's 435.
Okay. This tells you how much I know about the American political system.
I totally forgot even what your original question was, honestly.
How many representatives are in the House of Representatives? That was my original question. And then from there, I was going to try to figure out.
And what was your guess of how many representatives?
So I was guessing 8 representatives because I assumed Michigan had 10 million people.
No, but how many total in the U.S.?
Oh, 245.
245?
I guessed 245.
Oh. It's 435.
Right. Surely I was much too low.
That's right.
Lucas was, in fact, correct, as usual.
Amazing how you pulled that off, brother. With all those random numbers you were spitting out. Jacob, the last question goes to you.
Yes, it does.
Van Buren County in the state of Michigan.
The old VBC.
Has a population of how many as of the 2020 census?
Eight. What's our increments?
Increments of 1,000s, please.
I was going to say, I know somebody who moved there recently, so it has to be at least 9 now.
I'm going to go with 85,000. I'm picking numbers out of a hat at this point. Because I don't know how much Kalamazoo has. I have no frame of reference.
Just think of this.
For any of these numbers.
Does it feel much too high?
Okay. How do I picture 85,000 people?
Just think of one person.
Living across the farmland or in Papa.
Times 85,000.
A few more in South Haven.
Like, I can picture a building. I can picture a church that holds like 300 people. And multiply that by a and then spread those people out across a whole county. Like, there's no banana for scale here at all. Like, it's just
Well, no, you put 85,000 people together, you wouldn't even be able to see the banana.
True. What's our increment?
Increments of 1,000.
86.
Surely you're much too high.
It would be Van Buren County if that was the case. The population of Van Buren County as of the 2020 census was 75,416.
I was close.
How are you so close?
You were
close?
About quite close.
How do you pull that out of nothing?
I would have shot for like 50,000. So if you had said like, 65,000, I would have called you out and been very wrong.
No, so it was 50, right?
No, 75.
Oh, 75.
75,000.
Oh. My guess would have been 50,000 if it.
When we moved there in 1989, the population of Van Buren County was 69,500. So,
by we, you mean half of us.
Well, I was looking at Jacob.
Hard to imagine a thing like that, Paul.
So
a half a boy
for what is that? Oh, 30 years? 33 years, whatever that is. It's only gained about 5,000, 6,000 people. And that line is, like, looking at the graph, it stayed very consistent in that range for a long time.
Because for every one person Kevin knows that moves there, a meth addict dies. So.
Okay.
Wow, we went there.
Well,
it's the person who moved there.
Our 9 questions. The scoreboard looks like this. Lucas with 2 points. Jacob with 4 points. Kevin with 4 points. So,
dun, dun, dun.
We do have a tiebreaker question. For this tiebreaker question, I believe there's a question about the tiebreaker question.
Well, how do the tiebreaker rules work? Same as normal game, but just the two of us?
Same as normal game, just the two of you.
Whoa. But if I get 2, then I would tie them.
You are not in overtime because you did not score enough points.
Sad.
Get out of here.
You have to have points in order to play in Final Jeopardy.
That's true. He has points. He just doesn't
Not
have
enough. Anymore. We're into the next round.
I go get a donut.
Your points are reset to 0. Like, well, no, that doesn't make sense. Anyway, so for this question, I am going to show you both, nice, all of you.
Wait. Photograph. Is this a PT Cruiser built in Michigan filled with cream cheese?
How many blocks of cream cheese are in the PT Cruiser?
The following picture is being presented. It is of a Lego kit.
Yep, I remember.
I believe it is one of the original Lego kits that was gifted to Jacob on one of his birthdays when we first got Legos. To describe it for our audience, it has 2 jet skis, kind of a little beachside station, a palm tree, a parrot, and a little dune buggy jeep, as well as a little smaller boat.
Does that set have the guy with the flat top?
I don't believe the set has this guy with the flat top. It's 3 sunglasses and 1 creepy thin stash.
Does the dune buggy jeep have the red suspension with the little springs?
No.
That one does not. That was the other one.
With the crocodile and the bridge and the thing. Yeah.
So, the question that we are going to be asking, and this will go first to Jacob because it was Jacob's Lego set.
Oh, thanks.
The Lego Wave Jump Racers set had how many pieces? Your guesses are in increments of 1.
Including the parrot or not? Wait, I gotta do this.
8.
9.
10.
11.
12.
Surely. No, wait.
I got all day.
I got more numbers.
I don't. Coming. I have to be back down here tomorrow. 35.
50.
55.
This is fascinating to watch.
60.
You cannot see the faces between the two brothers as they go back and forth in what looks like a bidding war. Current bid is at 60?
Current bid 60. Is at 60.
Would you like to see the picture again?
No.
No. No, 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 no. We're not doing picture. That. We are doing this
can
the real
I look
way.
At this picture for like 10 minutes uh-huh. and like slowly count counting. All the bricks?
Mm-hmm. No. 50. Mm. No, 60. You said 60.
Is that 60?
Current guess is 60.
Hold on. I'm going to have to take off my socks.
Please don't.
Surely you're much too high.
At 60? All right, see what it is.
The Lego Wave Jump Racer set that Jacob received for a birthday gift was 181 pieces.
Ooh, nearly. The number I had was 89.
That was your stopping point?
That was my stopping point, was 89.
You still would have been almost
not even 90,
92 yeah. short.
So if you're listening to this podcast, go look up a photo of the Lego, what's it called?
It was called the Wave Jump Racers. The
four-digit code.
The four-digit code is 6334.
It's not a big set.
It's not, but...
It's Legos.
It's Legos. Like, they add up really, really fast.
Man.
They really add up really fast.
Yeah, I was having this problem of, like, trying to estimate, okay, how many pieces are just, like, in one of the jet skis, right? And it's like...
Right.
Well, it could be 5, it could be 15. And if there's two of them, I'm going to get wildly different numbers by the end. But also, it's like you said, like there's a building there and there's a car.
Like the
and
palm tree was like 6 pieces. No, the palm tree was more than 6 pieces because each little
yes, there was the
increment
base
of
and
the
then,
coconut tree yep. was.
And looking at the picture, I see there's a base, then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 tall.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had four leaves on it.
You had a
and
topper on the leaves.
You had a topper.
Topper. Yeah. So it's like 20 pieces right there.
Just no. You also had the little base that went into
the stub.
Yeah, the stub that went in and that you put the fronds on.
Yes. So
Yeah,
just the palm tree alone would have knit you 15 pieces almost right there. And they put the parrot on top and that's 16. That's just one little piece. I don't know when they count Legos, if they count each individual hand, head, arm of the Legos, because those can all pop off independently. If they're like, oh, each dude is actually like 7 pieces, so it's a 14 piece set. It's 2 guys. I don't know how they count the men.
I think the torso and arms is 1, and then the hands that you have to put on, that would be 2 more pieces. Like, what if you basically broke open the bag and counted all the pieces as it came, that's how many it would be.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever's pre-assembled, that counts as 1 piece.
My other thing is, I was thinking about, like, I was afraid that we would be anchoring where, like, if we just start throwing out numbers, right, your mind sort of adjusts to that new reality. And it's like, well, okay, if we're at 165, we could go to 170. What's 5 more pieces?
Mm-hmm.
We were nowhere near that point, but I was afraid that's what was going on in my mind. So I'm just going to be like,
I just got to end it
because I'm afraid that if we are, like, going, you know, way too far off the rails and Jacob starts realizing this, all he has to do is call me out. I'm like, whoops. I passed that mark way back there.
I wonder in an alternate reality if I hadn't thrown out 8 earlier in the episode, if that would not have been where we started, and who it's knows true. Where we would have ended up.
It's true. So really, this is all Lucas's fault.
I don't think I would have gotten to 200 on that set, even if you had
right, like
thrown
if, out if, the if 8. Jacob threw out like 165, you'd have been like, okay, no, we're definitely not near 165.
I was thinking like low end was 80, high end was like 110. I was thinking it was probably around 100, so I was like, 89 is my limit. Did you have an upper limit in your brain?
No, not really.
59.
Apparently.
So, at some point, I do have still all the old Legos that I need to dispense out of my house and sort through, but there's a lot of them to sort through. So maybe on some podcast night, instead of recording episode, we sort Legos and see if anybody wants certain sets or can remake certain sets or whatnot.
You still have, like, the... instructions to like be able to build.
There's still a lot of the instructions still in that Ziploc bag that's been kept for many years. There's probably 40 instruction sets in there to where like we could make actual sets out of the pieces.
Assuming we still have all the pieces that were in the original set and they weren't, I don't know,
a lot of them
dropped down a vent or consumed by a younger brother.
A lot of them.